Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
That's Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com. We've been talking about nutrition. We've been talking about diabetes. We've been talking about cholesterol. And we've got Amit. Amit, did you have any other questions for Dr. Shealy?
No,
or me?
I don't have any other questions. I think you just asked me how Massachusetts was doing riot-wise. So I'll just say that Massachusetts is still quiet. I think we have a unique situation of most lawmakers being Democrats, but Massachusetts has a tradition of electing a Republican governor. So he may be a Republican in name only for some, but I think that creates some checks and balances. So we are not as bad as, say, New Jersey or California. For example, we still don't need masks inside our homes. So I think we are still doing better than many other states. That's all I want to say.
Amit, thank you so much. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Dr. Shealy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dr. Shealy, masks in the home. That's something that is coming up more and more and more. Any comments about masks in the home?
Well, yes and no. My comment is no.
What if a person is diagnosed? Let's say, let's say the young son, maybe 18, 16 years old, has been going out playing with friends, comes back, tests positively, and then there's mom and dad, and maybe a grandparent or two might live in the same house to save expenses. What about that situation where someone who's healthy is tested positively? What are there any special requirements that you would suggest for that or procedures or practices for that family?
Well, to me, the most important thing is D3 and vitamin C.
Okay, vitamin D3 and vitamin C. And would you say, well, if the person has tested positively for COVID-19, that they maintain more distance, not touch the same things, or go on normally as they would in the good old days before COVID-19?
Yes.
Just go along on with their business as if no one's infected. Is that what you're saying?
It depends on how sick they are. You know, if they just have a little cough, maybe a low grade fever, 100 or less, I wouldn't be too upset.
Okay, so they can use the same dishes, spoon out of the same bowls on the kitchen table.
Well, again,
handle it.
I would be eating out of the same bowl for sure.
No, I don't mean eating out of the same bowl, but let's say they're serving a meal that has green beans in one bowl and corn in another bowl and salad in another bowl and let's say a meat dish in another bowl and they just help themselves. There are utensils. Let's say there's a spoon for the for each one of those dishes and tongs for the salad, but everybody's going to touch the same tongs, spoon, fork, etc. from the serving bowls. Is that a concern or not?
I would suggest that if somebody has a strong suspicion of the virus, they should not be using the same serving tools. So they should be served and not serving.
Okay. All right. And what about, should they be in a separate quarantined in a separate area of the house, or can everybody watch TV together in the, you know, in the living room?
Well, it depends on whether they watch TV at all.
Well, I'm just thinking,
my,
you know, people
in my house,
people
they don't watch television.
Right, right. I understand. But I'm just thinking the average American family, you call them up and you can hear the TV going on in the background because they need that noise, or they need that distraction. And the rest of us are busy reading or you know, working. Yeah. But for, you know, those living in apartments, there's not much else to do. Well, there's reading, of course, and there's handicrafts. But other than that, if they haven't prepared for that, it's going to be tough to get into that, but because of the supplies. But what I'm saying is it okay for them to spend, all right, can they all read in the same room? Can each have their own book and just read, you know, maybe three people on the sofa reading side by side by side? Or should the person who is tested positively, you know, be off in the far bedroom, spend time there?
I would say that's a wiser thing to do.
Okay. All right. I was thinking about the blood supply. Dr. Shilley, as more and more people are admitted to the hospital for whatever reason, is our blood supply at risk, plasma, because of COVID-19? Or is it just as good as it ever was?
Well, it's an increased risk. But considering the fact that I haven't heard a fact that is disputed by one or more other people, I don't know how to really address it.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right, because we are hearing both sides of everything. Dan in Texas, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shuley.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
5x5, yes.
Okay, great. So I just tuned in, so you were talking about masks. A side note from masks, before I go back to that, eczema. Is there any things that you can recommend for eczema?
Well, like everything else, eczema is a weakness of the immune system. So you do everything you can to keep your immune system strong. And that includes, of course, D3, K2, my essentials, my youth formula. Those are the minimum for a healthy immune system.
Okay. And on my finger right now, I have my pulse oximeter that you recommended about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And if I'm looking at it and it has 0.97 and then 75, I guess you need to know what those are. Are you familiar with this particular pulse oximeter?
I'm not.
Okay.
Dr. Shilley, what he's talking about is he has one of these finger hinged with a spring finger pulse oximeters, and you just squeeze. It's like a clothespin, except, yeah. Hey, that's what he's got. And I believe he said 75 is his heart rate and 97 is the oxygenation. Is that right, Dan?
Yeah, so I see percent SpO2. Okay. Is 0.98, and then the PR something PM is 66.
That's good.
Okay, so I'm alive.
Well, yeah, but okay. So, Dr. Shilley, would you please share with him what those numbers are, what the 66 now means, because that's different, and it changes depending on your stress level and your movement and, you know, physical stress, mental stress, all that. So what does the 66 mean, Dr. Shuey, and what does the 97 mean?
Well, 97 is the percentage of blood that is oxygenated, and that is excellent. The 66, it sounds like a pulse rate, and that's a nice, a non-agitated heart rate.
Okay. So now going back to the mask.
Dan, before we leave the pulse oximeter, what is your reaction to having owned one? By the way, I just checked mine. Mine's 63 and 97. I'm not in a contest. I just wanted to share with our class. I'm relaxed here. Although I'm on the radio and there's some stresses and things going on, that's where mine is. And you may want to get one of these. I bought another one, Dan, because I wanted to make sure that if this thing quit, I had another one. So I paid $16 for mine. What did you pay for yours?
I think about the same thing. The same day that you were talking about on the internet show that I was on live, I went to my famous Amazon account and purchased more stuff that actually makes sense.
Okay. Is yours blue, like a blue top with a red display and kind of a blue and white body?
Yes. And, pretty much what you just said.
Okay. All right. The reason I'm mentioning that class is if you want the same one that Dan has, the same one I have, I've had mine for years, maybe 3 years, maybe four or five. It works great. It really is durable. Of course, it's made in communist China, but if you want one, I suggest you get that. And the reason I want to get another one is I wanted to compare them. I wanted to verify the readings of one versus another. Because as much as I want to believe the reading, I also want to verify with another device. So that's my thought. $16, I bought it on eBay, and it's called a pulse oximeter. Dan and I have the same one. It's got a red LED display, a large display. It's got a white body with blue trim. And you'll find it. And so $16. And the price went up. They were a little less expensive. They've gone up a little bit, maybe 50%, but you can still get them. Yes, please continue, Dan.
Okay, so because I just tuned in when you're talking about masks, and that's what brought me up with this pulse oximeter, is being a school teacher and having to use a mask, the oxygen that I'm basically recirculating in my mask will probably be a problem. Now, I know some states have certain regulations where you should have enough oxygen to breathe, whether it's 20%. What are your thoughts on, and what maybe the best mask where you can still breathe and not pass out as being a teacher?
I don't have the foggiest idea. I am not a mask person.
Dan, here's the problem. The problem is that, and I'm not trying to play doctor, I'm just talking about some of the physics of this. The problem is when we exhale, there is moisture in what we exhale because the air is coming out of our lungs, and it's got more moisture in it, okay? And that moisture is going to tend to collect on the masks. That's a problem. Then as the moisture gets between the fibers of the mask is more restrictive. So the more labored the breathing is going to be because of the increased restriction of the mask fibers with the moisture in the mask fibers. So the more moisture, the more moisture. And that's why in the summer you see, people who might be in a dusty environment like farmers, they take off the mask because they can't breathe. Dr. Shealy, any comments about that, Dr. Shealy?
Well, that's why I don't like to wear a mask. I find it very
annoying. So, Dan, I do have... Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And if you wear glasses, they fog up the glasses. I do have some comments that you might want to hear. We're going to go into a break, and I'll tell you about the mask that I use. Now, I don't spend much time out in public, but these are the ones I wear on the farm because I'm in a lot of dust, and I want to protect myself from that. We'll be right back with Dan and Dr. Shealy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, super food, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com. NormShealy. .com. That's the place for your vitamins, minerals, and supplements. That's where I get them. Dan's with us in Texas. So, Dan, you had a question about masks, and I'll tell you what I do. I'm not speaking as a medical professional. I'm speaking as a farmer. And I use, and I have been for years, way before the corona panic, I've been buying these masks. And I wear them for dust, because when I get out in the hay, it's dusty. When I'm going down the road in the tractor, it's dusty, because we live on a dirt road. So the one that I use is made by 3M. 3M. And that, by the way, that stands for Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing. And it's an old company. And the model number of the one I use is 8511. So it's 3M model 8511. And it's an N95. And the interesting thing about this is it's multi-layers of spun fabric, and it has a valve. And this valve is to allow the exhaled air to go out without clogging up the fibers of the mask. So inhale, it's a one-way valve. It only allows air to exhale from the masks, from the mask. And so the inhale air goes through the fibers, the exhaled air goes through this valve in the center of the mask. And you don't see people wearing these. So if you look up the masks on the internet, nobody's wearing these. I don't know why. Maybe it's because they're $2.50 a piece, or at least they were in the good old days. So we would buy them several 10 packs at a time, and Mrs. Finelli and our boys wear these, and so do I. So that's my thought on the masks. Now, I believe that if you wanted to extend the life of it, you would put it out in the sun for, you know, 15, 20 minutes, let the sun's ultraviolet rays disinfect it, then flip it over and do the inside. Okay, so do the outside in the sun, the inside in the sun. Dr. Shuley, any comments about what I mentioned about the exhale valve on the mask and reusing them by disinfecting them in the sunlight?
Well, that sounds like a plan.
Okay, do you think it's a viable plan, or do you think there's some holes in it?
I think it's as viable as any of them, Vince.
Okay. So, Dan, does that help you or not?
Yes, and thank you. I'm just looking at Amazon, but when you type that in, sometimes the marketing does a better job of getting you to another mask. So was there a website that you would recommend? Because I don't see it on Amazon.
Here's what I did. I happened to be at DuckDuckGo, DuckDuckGo, one word, .com. That's the search engine I use because allegedly they don't report to the other team what I'm looking for. So I typed in two words. 3M, one word, the number 3, the letter M, space, 8511. 3M, space, 8511. And then, of course, you'll see all these other masks that have nothing to do with what you just typed in. There looks like surgical masks. They've got this black face covering mask. They've got a mask without a valve. Those aren't the masks. The one that the 8511 made by 3M does have a valve in the center to allow the air to escape. So if you click on the 3M website, you know, you'll get the link to the 3M website for the 8511 mask. Then you'll see it has the valve. Okay? And it's a pretty darn good mask. And I've been reusing the same mask over and over and over, you know, until I'm satisfied that it's no longer healthy to use.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, so one more time, class. Let's see. 3M, space, 8511 mask. It's an N95. They're $2.49 a piece. You buy them in the 10-pack. It'd be nice. Now, if you go, you can go get masks at Harbor Freight. And you'll get, you know, well, they used to have them. I don't know if they have them anymore. But I've been to Harbor Freight in half a year. But if you go to Harbor Freight and get a mask, they are made for different shaped faces. You'd think that, what kind of, I think they're for Chinese faces, and I think they are shaped a little bit differently from those of us in America, because I've tried them, and they don't fit. They just don't fit. I would say they let 50% air flow around the mask rather than through the mask. So if you're thinking about Harbor Freight masks, and now if you get a face that fits that, that's great. Mine doesn't. My face doesn't fit that, or that doesn't fit my face. Anything else, Dan?
Mosquitoes.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll talk about mosquitoes on the other side of the break.
Thank you.
Okay, Dan in Texas, Dr. Norm Shuley, and I'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republicans are about to unveil details of their proposal for a fourth COVID-19 relief act. Democrats have one that's already on the table, the so-called HEROES Act, which the Republican Senate has not taken up. Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar says,
"We want to help people when they don't have a job. But at the same time, we don't want to say, well, you're making more money staying home than actually going to work.
But Republicans say that's exactly what's happening with the Democratic proposal, as it would extend the extra $600 weekly federal unemployment benefit that's otherwise expired over the weekend. The White House has just confirmed National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien has tested positive for the virus. O'Brien, the highest-ranking member of the Trump administration to test positive for it, the White House says he has mild symptoms. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
A Hollywood great has passed away. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Gone with the Wind and the Eras star, Olivia de Havilland, one of the last luminaries from Hollywood's golden age, has passed away in Paris at age 104. The two-time Oscar-winning actress died in her sleep at her home in Paris. She was born to British parents in Tokyo, and she was the older sister of actress Joan Fontaine, who died in 2013 at the age of 96. The two sisters had a famously contentious rivalry. In 2019, the Supreme Court rejected de Havilland's petition to review the dismissal of her lawsuit against FX for its series Feud, Bette and Joan. De Havilland sued the network, stating that Feud's showrunners used her name and image without permission or compensation. Catherine Zeta-Jones played de Havilland in the series that depicted the battle between actresses Bette Davis and Joan Crawford. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
British police are breathing a sigh of relief after a call about a loose panther turned out to be something much less fierce. Officers in West Sussex, England, called to a public park after a reported sighting of a large apex predator. After shining some flashlights, they realized the black panther was actually just a stuffed animal on a park bench. The police department admitted even the officers who responded didn't realize it was fake when they first arrived. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This can be slide in. When you go to the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. If you'd like to call and arrange for an appointment, the number to call is 417-351-5221 during normal business hours. And that's the Central Time Zone here in Missouri. His office is in Springfield, Missouri. Dan in Texas is with us. Dan, mosquitoes?
Yeah, like I'll go outside. My wife and I will work in the garden, and the mosquitoes, they just love her. And, of course, she has problems with her eczema, so it's tough for her to go outside as well for that because of the heat. but what do you recommend for mosquito repellent, and why do they love her and not me? I'm kind of jealous.
I don't know. There's something about vitamins. They people who take certain vitamins, mosquitoes don't like. I don't know which one they are, because I have to be one of those people who are, I'm not particularly, well, tasty to mosquitoes fairly.
You know, Dan, I don't want you to think you're alone. It's really interesting that you said that. So Mrs. Finelli seems to attract ticks and mosquitoes more than I do. She must be a lot sweeter. And your wife must be a lot sweeter. But it's not because Mrs. Finelli uses a different soap that, you know, might have an aroma on her. We use the same soap. We use the same laundry detergent. Our clothes are washed in the same washing machine at the same time. So it's not that. It's not that she puts on lotions and potions and oils and things like that. She doesn't. So it's not like she smells like roses because she, you know, wears perfume, per se. That's not it. And is that the same with your wife, Dan?
Well, I'll start taking showers. Maybe that'll help.
Well, you know, I was going to ask Dr. Shealy about that, because I've done some reading about Europe hundreds of years ago, and people would say, well, you can't be healthy because you don't have no bugs. So people who had lice and bugs in their hair, they were considered healthy because the bugs liked them. And the people who didn't have bugs were thought to be unhealthy because the bugs weren't in their hair. Dr. Shu, that's exactly backwards, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Dan, do you remember reading anything like that?
Well, my backyard, everything in the backyard is edible. And what I've researched is if my plants are healthy, the bad bugs aren't going to attack them as much. But if my plants are suffering, they just go to them like fly on something.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's attack the weak. Yes. And that's what we see here at our farm as well. So there's fungus on trees that are, you know, just, you know, dying. Good point. So, Dr. Shealy, we don't know what the answer is. Is that what we're saying?
That's
we don't know
correct.
About why Mrs. Finelli and Mrs. Dan in Texas are bug magnets and huh.
What would you recommend for repellent?
Dr. Shealy, your thoughts on a repellent?
I don't understand the question.
The question is, what repellent should Dan and his wife use to have the insects go to the neighbors instead of visiting them?
Well, I would particularly like tea tree oil.
Tea tree oil. Okay. So just apply that to the skin?
Yeah.
Okay. Any negatives with tea tree oil applied to the skin?
Well, you don't want to get too much on your skin. You can actually put it on your clothes.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. I don't seem to have a problem, so I haven't been concerned with that. And, you know, Dr. Shealy, I'm wondering if maybe, now there's, I use a lot of magnesium spray. Do you think maybe it tastes terrible?
I have no idea. I've never drunk it.
Well, I know if you have a cut, it sure does burn.
Yes, it would.
You know, if you shave and you got little nicks and you get the, you know, magnesium spray on your shaving nicks, it'll burn. Okay. I wonder if that's the difference. So, Dan, we don't know.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for your time. Just an update. I tasted my first moringa tree leaf, and it's delicious. I have four of them growing out in my backyard, and I hope yours are doing just as well.
Well, I think mine... I gave them a taste of something they didn't like, so I had to start over. I poured some coffee in there, this black coffee in the water, and they took off. And I thought, gosh, they really like this. I bet they'd like another one. And they took off. And they kept growing and growing and growing. And then all of a sudden, they said, I don't think we like this coffee anymore. So I start over. Well, you know what? When I had a job, there was a guy who worked with us, and I think he had a little bit of laziness. And if he went over to the coffee machine to top off his coffee, he would stop at this plant between his desk and the coffee machine, and he would dump his coffee in this plant, and he seemed to really like it. Like every day he would do this. And so I thought, well, maybe this plant would like it, but no, I don't think they liked it initially. Then it changed its mind and didn't tell me. So, do you feel any different after you've eaten it?
Well, I mixed it in my salads, and I hate to ask another question, but
no, go ahead.
Out of everything in the backyard, I'm learning a lot of the leaves of things that I'm growing, even grape leaves, I put in my salad. So I figured I'd put the moringa in my salad, and of course it was all mixed. So, needless to say, do you have any recommendations on what leaves I eat a salad every day, and do you have any recommendations for things that you're already growing that you can put leaves in your salad?
Well, it's a wide variety of lettuces, spinaches, Chinese cabbage. There are summer lettuces I've been using the last couple of summers. Johnny's seeds have had a couple of different kinds of lettuce do well in summer.
Dr. Shilley, what are your thoughts about dandelions? I actually planted them, and I like dandelions, but you know, wash them because
I'm not opposed to them at all. I'm just lazy. I just don't go to the trouble of harvesting them.
It's a little bit of effort. Dan, have you tried dandelion leaves?
I just planted some dandelions 2 weeks ago, but here in the Texas area, it's real tough. Back when I lived in Denver and Idaho, they grew in my yard. We treated them like they were a Democrat. Oops, did I say that out loud? But now I realize if you have cancer, that's one of the best things. So I used to do the dandelion tea to help with cancer prevention.
Dan, I've got a question for you that I'm pretty sure you can answer. Here in Missouri, there is when there's a funeral, it's a respected tradition. So what happens is if, let's say you're traveling in one direction and there's a funeral procession coming toward you. What happens in Missouri is the funeral procession is an unbroken chain. Sometimes there's a police vehicle leading the procession, you know, from, let's say, the funeral home to the cemetery. And the headlights are on of all the vehicles. And the traffic going toward this procession pulls over onto the shoulder of the road, gives them a wide path, even though there's absolutely no reason to do it in terms of traffic. No reason to pull over when you're coming in the opposite direction. You're not impeding the procession at all. It's a respect thing. So that's what happens. So there's no question that people are paying attention to funeral processions. I haven't been out very much, but what I've noticed is I have not noticed a funeral procession. And so my question is, where are all these bodies of all these people who are allegedly dying? I haven't seen the processions. Now, maybe people aren't attending the funerals. I don't know. Are you seeing evidence of funerals in Texas compared to what you saw in the past? Was it easily identifiable that that's a procession or not? And has anything changed in terms of the numbers of funerals?
You know, I haven't come across any funeral processions, but I see that out of respect to pull over to the side and I guess I find humor in everything. And my brother got a ticket because he joined a funeral procession just so he could go through all the red lights. So that was about 20 years ago, but I digress.
Yeah, so you have not seen, am I understanding this correctly, that you have not seen a change in the number of funerals?
No, I mean, I don't, I know there's a few around where I live where you can drive by and, you know, I'll start looking at them just to see if there's anybody, you know, attending those. But, you know, I guess when I'm driving, I haven't noticed anything out of the ordinary.
Okay, do you know of anyone who has tested positive for COVID-19 or do you know any family who has a member that tested positive for COVID-19?
No.
Okay, I don't either. Dr. Sheely, how about you?
No.
Do you know?
Well, actually, I do know one patient, longstanding friend, who has tested positive and is doing well.
Okay. Can you describe, does this person, your friend, know how COVID-19 was acquired?
No.
Okay. Can you describe, were the symptoms serious or was it no big deal? Was it like a couple sniffles, a little shortness of breath?
It was a bit more. There was a lot of coughing.
Okay.
The biggest symptom was a significant cough.
Okay.
But it passed.
Okay. I was walking by the phone Friday, and it rang, and I picked up the phone. We have a landline, so we don't have the phone following us around like a smartphone. I don't have one of those. The phone rang, and it was the doctor's office saying that Mrs. Finelli was a half year late for her checkup. And so this happened to be a pulmonology department. So I asked, so what's the deal? Is this real? Is it fake? What's going on? And the gal who talked to me, I've met her in the past, she said they have a whole floor of patients. It's called the COVID-19 floor in Springfield. And they have as many as 4 deaths a day. That's what I was told. We'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com. And Dan in Texas has some questions. So, Dr. Shealy, you know of someone, and do you think that there is damage to the body as a result of what most people might experience with COVID-19?
Well, with some people, there's no damage at all. They seem to handle it as a very mild viral infection. With others, it can lead to death. So we experience all possibilities.
Okay. It sounds like the recommendation, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Shealy, and we've got George in New Hampshire on hold. We'll be right with you, George. It seems like the recommendation that I'm hearing from today's broadcast is, distance is your friend. Don't go looking to get it. Be vigilant in what you touch. Wash your hands and your face early and often. And just be careful and keep your immune system up. Did I get it right, Dr. Shealy?
Yes.
Okay. Dan, I've got to go. We've got George in New Hampshire online. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. God bless. Keep up the good job. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. George in New Hampshire, welcome. You're on with Dr. Shealy.
Hi, Vincent. Hi, Dr. Shealy.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to just bring this piece of information. It's that you mentioned about funerals and about, how many people are dying, where are all these funerals? Years ago, the undertakers were very concerned because at one point the death rate seemed to drop precipitously. And as the joke goes, business was dead. And they were concerned about this because they really had a drop off in the number of deaths, and hence their business suffered. So the undertakers went out and they hired these research people, and they said, could you tell us what's going on? So after about a week, the research people came back and they said, well, this only happened one other time. Now, I exempt Dr. Shealy from this, and the medical people who really take to heart their oath to do no harm to their patients. But they said that this happened once before, and they said the doctors had gone out on strike. and the death rate dropped precipitously. And they proved this, and they said this happened 20 years before that. And they proved this because it happened twice in two countries. One was Israel, and one was England. When you think of all these unnecessary operations or medical, mistakes, a lot of people die from medical error. I believe, Dr. Shealy, if you confirm it, I believe it's like the third leading cause of death in this country.
At least, yes.
So I just wanted to weigh in on that, and I noticed that in my city that pretends really a town, but it pretends to be a city, we're off the beaten path a little bit, but I would hear the church bells toll when they were going to have like a funeral mass and they were having a funeral being arranged and then hence they would go to the cemetery afterwards. I have not heard that, the bells now I've heard maybe one time that I can remember in probably a couple of months.
Yeah. So I've looked up the telephone number of the coroner in our area, and I know him. I'm going to give him a call after the broadcast and ask him what's happening. Is it Dr. Shealy, wouldn't he know whether these cases are positive for COVID-19 or not? Wouldn't the coroner know for the county?
Maybe. In today's world, I can't say anybody knows anything for sure.
Okay.
That's how confusing it is.
Okay. Here's another question then. So let's say it were the good old days, but someone died of COVID-19. Is it possible that if people went to a funeral and, knelt down right beside the deceased, that could get COVID-19 from that? Or would the formaldehyde in the embalming procedure stop that? Or would the undertaker be susceptible by handling the body?
Of course.
Okay.
The undertaker is going to be, more open, if you will.
May I ask a question, Dr. Shealy there, and you, Ben, is, how they've dramatically increased the amount of vaccinations where you could go to a local drugstore and they'd be advertising free flu shots and the like. And now this has been going on for decades. Now, my sense is there could be a COVID factor in all of those vaccines that when they give these tests that are like 50-50. In other words, being exposed to one in a family of COVID in those vaccines from those flu shots might dramatically increase the amount of positives on the test. Would you agree with that? Possible? Possibly?
Yes, absolutely.
Here's another thought, George. How about if the tests were laced with COVID-19? So, well, it looks like you don't have it. Oh, now you do.
Right.
Yeah. Well, because I remember going into Sam's Club, and you could get flu shots or immunizations for all kinds of maladies right there for free. George, thank you. Dr. Shealy, thank you.
Trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.